Welcome to the IT Job Coach Podcast, your go-to source for IT career advice and guidance. Whether you're just entering the workforce, seeking to make a career pivot, or you have recently experienced job loss, this podcast is here to support you. Now, here's your host, Frank DiMeo.
I just wanted to take a second to tell you about my most popular free course, the IT Job Interview Masterclass. Just head over to itjobcoach.com/interview and you can get immediate and unlimited access to this free training course now. In the IT Job Interview Masterclass, you'll gain a comprehensive understanding of the interview process, develop a personalized interview strategy, gain the confidence needed, and relieve your stress to impress even the toughest interviewers. The only way to make success happen for you is to take action and get started. I'm so grateful that you listen to this podcast, so let me help you secure your dream job. Head over to itjobcoach.com/interview. That's itjobcoach.com/interview. Go to itjobcoach.com/interview and start your preparation today. I can't wait to see you there. Welcome to another episode of the IT Job Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Frank DiMeo, and today we're going to be talking about the topic that resonates with almost every job seeker in the industry, in the IT industry, in any industry: interview nervousness. Job interviews can be nerve-wracking experiences. Picture yourself out there, sweaty palms, using the restroom frequently. Maybe you have a shaky voice, a pounding heart. Sometimes we're shaking. And we've all been there before. If you think back on all those times you've been on interviews, there's always some sense of nervousness. But why does that happen? It's because our brains perceive or can perceive job interviews as high-stakes situations, and that can trigger a fight-or-flight response. Our bodies gear up for a perceived threat, kind of like facing a charging animal, even though we're just sitting maybe in an interview room. And that's what can happen with our brains to perceive things differently. So you might be wondering, how do I overcome this nervousness? How do I make a lasting impression on potential employers? Well, in this episode, we're going to explore the root causes of interview nervousness and share some invaluable tips to help you stay calm and collected during your next IT job interview. First and foremost, job interviews carry a lot of weight, right? They can impact our self-worth. They have impact on our financial stability and really our overall happiness, right? If we're happy in a job, you know, we're pretty happy in life. So as job seekers, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to succeed, and this pressure can intensify the nervousness we feel. Lack of preparation can be a significant factor that contributes to interview nervousness. When we're not fully prepared, we may fear not having the right answers or appearing unqualified for the position, and that leads to fear in itself. On top of that, external factors can also heighten our anxiety. We might feel rushed, we might get lost on the way to the interview, we're worrying about making a good first impression, right? All of those things continue to add pressure and pressure and pressure on ourselves. But here's what you have to think about, because I've got you covered with some practical tips to help you conquer those nerves and ace your next job interview.
Top tip of the day.
Tip number one, be prepared. Preparation is key, right? We want to research the company, its products, its competitors. We want to show genuine interest and enthusiasm during the interview, and we need to make sure that we are prepared for that interview. So tip number one, be prepared.
What else you got?
Tip number two, plan ahead. Eliminate last-minute stressors by planning everything in advance. From printing your resumes, right? Bringing the right things along with you, researching the interview location, right? The traffic conditions maybe on your way there. So tip number two, plan ahead.
What else you got?
Tip number three, rehearse, okay? Practice your answers to common interview questions. Conduct mock interviews with family and friends, and that can really help to build confidence. Mock interviews are key to knowing how you're going to answer questions and how you're going to react to certain questions. And by practicing those, you can really ensure that you're calm and you're able to get your points across very clearly.
What else you got?
Tip number four, eliminate the unknown. Don't hesitate to reach out to the HR department for any clarifications, right? Dress code, interview format, any of those questions. Reach out to the recruiter, whoever it is that you've been in contact with, and get any pregame notes that you need.
What else you got?
Tip number five, arrive early and relax, right? Give yourself a little extra time before the interview to sit in your car, gather your thoughts, practice some deep breathing, right? Calm your nerves. If you do any meditation or anything along those lines, clear your mind, okay?
We interrupt this not-so-serious podcast to bring you a public service announcement.
Tip number six, think of it as a conversation, right? Instead of seeing the interview as a high-stakes interrogation, view it as a chance to engage in a meaningful conversation with potential colleagues, okay? If you can get your mind wrapped around it just being a conversation with another colleague, things are going to go a lot smoother. You're going to be a lot calmer.
What else you got?
Think positively and be confident. Tip number seven, think positive, be confident. Visualize yourself succeeding in the interview and remind yourself of your skills and accomplishments to boost your confidence. Visualization is really important. It's in life. Professional athletes use visualization. If you can visualize yourself in those interviews being successful, it's going to really help you. Take those few minutes where you got there early, right? And one of those earlier tips, you got there early, you're in the car, you're meditating, you're calming your mind. Visualize your success.
What else you got?
Tip number eight, humanize the interviewer. Remember that the interviewer is a person too, right? They have hopes, goals. They were in your situation at some point too, right? They were sitting across the table from you. They were interviewing for the position they have right now too. So keep that in mind, and that will help you feel more at ease during the conversation. You know, one of the things people say is when you're giving a speech, you know, picture people in their underwear. You don't have to do that. Okay, just humanize the interviewer.
What else you got?
Tip number nine, sit up straight and stay calm, right? Project confidence, maintain good posture, avoid fidgeting, and this can all help you feel much more composed during the interview.
What else you got?
Tip number 10, normalize nervousness. It's okay to feel a bit nervous. It really just shows that you care about the opportunity. So acknowledge your nerves and don't let them overpower you. Sometimes a little bit of nervousness can really get you to get your game face on so you can be in that interview and hit it out of the park.
What else you got?
Tip number 11, focus on your strengths. Concentrate on the skills and experiences that make you a valuable candidate for the IT position rather than just dwelling on your potential weaknesses, okay? You bring something valuable to the table. You have skills. You have experience. Own that and go there and portray that to the interviewer.
What else you got?
Tip number 12, breathe and take your time. Practice deep breathing to relax your body and mind during the interview too, right? Take your time and think before answering. That can help you show thoughtful responses, right? It's not just getting there early and doing your meditation, but calm yourself. Think about relaxing during the interview as well, okay? Gather your thoughts. Sometimes nervous energy when answering a question can be troubling. So, calm yourself, gather your thoughts, and be sure to come across with thoughtful responses.
What else you got?
Tip 13, take that nervous energy and turn it into excitement. Embrace excitement. Shift your perspective and view the interview as an exciting opportunity, right? To where you'll be able to showcase your abilities, skills, and your passion for the IT field. Okay, take all that nervous energy you have, build it into some excitement during the interview to show that interviewer what you can do and why you're excited about this position.
What else you got?
Tip number 14, accept mistakes and stay resilient. Remember, no one is perfect and mistakes happen. Focus on demonstrating your adaptability and resilience in handling challenging situations. Everyone's going to make a mistake. Don't be so hard on yourself. We're all trying to get through life together. You don't have to hold yourself so accountable. Accept that everyone makes mistakes and just keep cutting up and coming back for more. Don't forget about my free course, the IT Job Interview Masterclass. Just head over to itjobcoach.com/interview and you can get immediate and unlimited access to this free training course now. If you are someone who gets nervous for interviews, the IT Job Interview Masterclass will help you gain a comprehensive understanding of the interview process, develop a personalized interview strategy and plan, which will relieve that stress. Take action and get started today. After all, it's completely free. So head on over to itjobcoach.com/interview. That's itjobcoach.com/interview and get started on your preparation today. Well, there you have it, listeners. 14 invaluable tips to overcome interview nervousness and make your mark during job interviews. Embrace the excitement, prepare thoroughly, and remember, be confident because you are more than qualified for the job. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe to the IT Job Coach podcast, leave us a review, and check out the next episode. Until next time, wishing you all the success possible in your career.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with the IT Job Coach podcast and get all the behind-the-scenes content, you can check us out on www.itjobcoach.com.